Everyone's Purim was Freilich. You know, there's happened to be a lot of Hasidim. I happen to have a kesher with a Satmar Chassid in Williamsburg. So he told me in the shul that he davens in Williamsburg, they also don't say Tachanun on the 16th and 17th of Adar as well, because it's a Havamina. The Megillah has the Gemara has a Havamina whether to say have the Megillah or not. So even the Havamina of Purim, so Purim's still very, very much in there. We're going to see how even Kisisa, there's actually a very big Purim connection as well. We're learning, so a Freilich and Purim. I guarantee you in the same base midrash, they're also not saying Tachlin in there as well. Our learning should be for the yard site, for Ira Schwartz, in honor of his father's yard site, Mary Yechiel Michal Ben Hillel Elio, also for my friend's father, for his neshama Yitzchak Meir Ben Gershom. We're not going to get into the whole machlokas of a tachanun. Everyone has their own thing, their own minhagim, and they all their own derech. All right, the parsha talks about a lot of things. Kisisa, you know, Kisisa is always in a funny place because, like, Chuma Tetzava, you've like, you know, you have the Mishkan, you have the big Kahuna, Vayak, Bakude, you know, the repetition. Kisisa is like right in the middle, jam packed. I want to focus all about today on Shabbos. Sometimes Shabbos gets overlooked. So for me, I always need a little chizik for Shabbos. So that's what we're going to focus on today. Pasuk says, "V'sharm in Paraglam and Alf Pasuk Tezayin, V'sharm v'nei is also Shabbos, also is a Shabbos there are some b'ri solom." Right, we know the famous thing. Sometimes people get upset that the Chazan sings it. Some people actually enjoy it. I'm one of the guys who enjoys when you get to Shamiru, right? So it happens to be it's also a pasuk in this week's parsha. The Or Chaim has an unbelievable idea when it gets to this pasuk. It says, "V'shamar b'nei Yisrael also Shabbos." Shamar, we always grew up. You ask every third grade kid. Shamar means to guard. He says it doesn't only mean to guard. It's a lashon of mitzapa. It's a lashon of awaiting. V'shomru, that's exactly the pasuk he brings down in Bereishis Lamed Zayin Yud Alef, by Yosef in the dream. Yaakov, the pasuk is v'aviv shomer sadover. Right, Yaakov awaited to hear, to see what was going to be with Yosef's dreams. It says, doesn't just a shomer Shabbos Jew, right? That's why we get classified as shomer Shabbos. They keep Shabbos. It's much more deeper than that. It's someone who looks forward to Shabbos the whole week. It's not just going to be Shabbos is coming, okay, so I get 18 hours. I had a lot of students in high school. So they used to say, you know, Rebbe, you know, now they switch the clocks back, so you can't do this. But in the winter times, Shabbos starts in New York, what, 4:10? You know, you're home by 5:10, quick meal, 6:10. You could literally sleep for, I don't know, 16 hours, 17 hours of Shabbos. I don't think that's what Hashem had in mind for the Menucha. I'm not saying you can't have 10, 11 hours. You know, I always, you know, 10 to 8, is, you know, what, 100%? What? Shane
up a Shabbos Thomas.
Yeah, exactly. No, Shabbos is 100% good. But to sleep throughout the whole Shabbos, I don't think that's the Avodah.
Shabbos, Hashem never sleeps.
Hashem never... Okay, that's definitely maybe for high levels. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, you want to know what V'shamru V'nei Yisrael Shabbos means? Perish mamtin u'metzapa masa yovo. You look forward to it. You yearn for it throughout the whole week. V'kavana bazel l'tzavos shelo yeh Shabbos b'davar toreach. Oh, my wife asked me to go to the store today. Go to Kosher Marketplace. There's only three lanes there. So annoying. No. He said, what a schus. My wife asked me to go to Kosher Marketplace, even though I went there three times already, and now I have to sit. What a schus. That's exactly B'shamra B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. We're always looking forward to Shabbos. I saw an amazing idea. I saw from the Sefer Otzar Plos Torah. He quotes the Tosos of Masech Shabbos, Kufi Gimel Med Beis. You know, now we're looking forward now to Pesach and to Lag B'Omer. There's actually a halacha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Forgot where that the same day of the week that Purim falls on, Lag B'Omer also falls in. So there's a very big, strong connection between Purim and Lag B'Omer. Why am I mentioning that? Because we're about to talk about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's mother. So the Tosfos there quotes a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, Lamed Dalet. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Ben Yochai Haisolo Ima Zakena. He had a very old mother. And it used to be that she spoke a lot on Shabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon said to her, Shabbosi, Shabbosu, it's Shabbos. The Medrash says, Miyad Shaska. She immediately was quiet. We're not going to go into the whole word, but keep it of aim, or why didn't she know it was Shabbos? Not for now. The Lam de Tosum is then, Tosus learns from here, Mashma, she ain't kokach the Dabber b'Shabbos kimo b'chol. We learn from here, says Tosos, that Lemaisa, a Jewish speech on Shabbos should not be the speech within the week. And he writes over here for the Be'er Heitiv, and he quotes the Zohar. He says, the Pasuk says, in Vayaka Mechala Mos Yuma, someone who overrides something is going to be killed. What Isser is that talking about, that someone should pass away from, someone should die? on people who speak Dvarim B'Teilim B'Shabbos Rechmanu L'Tzlan. It's not talking about someone who did who did Gila Raif. Someone who speaks about Dvarim that are not Shabbistic, something that, you know, that's a very high level. Very, 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 very high level. But the Medrash...
It's even worse than Mitzol Cheftecha.
Yeah, exactly. 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 The reason why I'm saying this is not just, it's almost only chizik for me. Mm-hmm. And it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch exactly what you say. Shulo yedi brucha shel Shabbos kiz brucha shochol. Lafilu besichas dvaram betilim also laharbos. Meaning, at the end of the day, do I love talking about sports during the week with my guys? 100%. But on Shabbos, I don't know if sports is the best thing to be able to bring on the Shabbos table. And you know, everyone has their thing. Politics, I'm sure, is a very, very big one. I just spoke to a friend in Hollywood, and he said that his Shabbos table is ruined every Shabbos because everyone's giving their own 5 cents about this person and what's going to be with their Eretz Yisrael and this and that. Shabbos is a time. Listen, at the end of the day, every Shabbos table is different. And I'm nobody to give anyone Musar. If anyone thinks I'm giving Musar, I'm only giving Musar to myself. But at the end of the day, when we're giving over Shabbos to our families, it's got to be done in a full way. And Lamaisa, this is actually brought down in Halacha that the speech on Shabbos has to be different. The speech on Shabbos, the things that we talk about, have to be different. So now, what's the word? Now that we all said we said that idea that it's got to be different. How do we do that? How do we do? So we said from the Or Chaim is that a person should be metzapa throughout the whole week. What'd you say? Yeah, exactly. So we said that a person has to be metzapa for Shabbos the whole week. But I think it has a lot. I think also has a lot to do with Erev Shabbos. I think it's really the vote of Erev Shabbos. Mishitarach be'Erev Shabbos yochel be'Shabbos. Something the Gemara vote is are. If someone actually really looks at Erev Shabbos as the day before a wedding, just imagine your own wedding or the day of your kid's wedding, right? That day, there's so much planning, there's so much preparation, there's so much davening. That's what Erev Shabbos is. It happens to be, it's the Nomali Melech Zyortzeit, Motze Shabbos, Chaf Aleph of Adar, this Motze Shabbos. So there's a great story that I'm sure some of you know. Rabbi Elimelech used to go into his home every Erev Shabbos, and he used to always ask Mechila, from the kitchen workers. Then he would move on to his own family, and finally, you know, before going to shul, he'd ask mechila from his rebbetzin. So Shlomo Kabel, he was nice to say, in the house of Rabbi Melech, erev Shabbos was like erev Yom Kippur. In the house of Rabbi Melech, erev Shabbos was like erev Yom Kippur. Meaning, at the end of the day, every erev Shabbos has a bechina of erev Yom Kippur, has a feeling of whoa. I'm stepping into something that I didn't have yesterday, and then I'm not going to have Sunday. This is a day that I'm completely focused on my avodah to Hashem. Completely focused on me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and my connection. I know for me, for example, Erev Shabbos, I'm sure in a lot of people's homes, could be literally nuts. Could be flying on the walls, you know. Now with the Shabbos here, and it starts much later. But just imagine, you know, when the times, if you ever lived in New York, you know, those 4:10 Shabbos is like, you know, they're brutal, right? They're brutal. But at the end of the day, I think it really has a lot to do with Erev Shabbos. If a person really sets a time, you know, Erev Shabbos, and if Fridays are hard, then Thursdays, really, you know, looking forward to Shabbos and preparing a Dvar Torah for the table, and, you know, preparing to making sure that the kids aren't going to be, you know, left off because you're talking about the Rosh and the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Eger. I've sat at those Shabbos tables also, and the kids are, you know, doing who knows what, right? It's got to sometimes be focused on the kids, and sometimes it also has to be focused on ourselves as well. But at the end of the day, I think it's all about preparation. It's all about preparation. Number two, I think it also has a lot to do with how we look forward to Motzei Shabbos, right? Now, Rabbi Rav Weinberger likes to say a great story. He says when he was in, when he was in high school, he was sitting at Shal Shuris in one of his Rebbeim's homes. I'm not sure if it was like Rebbeinu Tam or before Rebbeinu Tam, but like the Rebbe saw that the kids were, you know, looking at their watches. They're looking at their watches. So he said, "No." So they said, "Rebbe, we're looking forward to Malva Malka. Malva Malka at the pizza shop, you know, the classic go to the pizza shop." It's like, yeah, you're looking to Malava Malka, and you're looking to be Malava Shira, and Malava Atara, and Malava Her, and Malava That. Like, the Rebbe knew exactly they were being Malava, right? You know, they're high school kids. They weren't focused on their pizza. They were focused on going hang out at the movies, you know, with their friends. I think it happens to do a lot with it. Also, like, at the end of the day, at Shal Shudas, are we looking at our watches, or are we looking to take in every last minute of Shabbos, right? It happens to be that the Svarim tell us that it's Rav Deravin. Shal Shudas is the Ne'ilah of the week. The things that we daven for at Shal Shudas, or is the Ne'ilah of the week. The gates of Shemayim are open. And sometimes we get so lost because, 5 minutes of Shabbos, okay, oh, they're not starting Marav on time. Those are precious moments, Ne'ilah. It's the Ne'ilah of the week. So I think it's very, very important for preparation, also how we also go into Motzei Shabbos as well. Number two, we have a couple minutes now to be able to connect it to Purim. Just because Purim's over, it doesn't mean we can't connect it to Purim as well. He said, so the Pasuk says, in the beginning of the Megillah, in Perek Aleph Mishnah, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud. Pasuk says, "Vayom Hashvi Ketov Leiv Hamelach BeYayin." Omer Lahavi Esvashi Amalchus Vnei Hamelach BeKesher Malchus. So on the seventh day, the king was they were having this great suda, and they called Vashi to bring her to the king. Perish Rashi, Rabbeinu Omru Shabbos Haya. Our rabbis teach us that this whole avodah, this whole thing happened when?
Happened on Shabbos Kodesh.
So I want to suggest, Bishvili Pinchas, he's a Bell's Rosh Beis, and he writes an unbelievable idea. He says the schus of the whole Purim story, the schus of the whole Purim miracle, happened the schus of what? The schus of Shabbos Kodesh. And watch how he says it. Unbelievable idea. He says, Bayom HaShvi, and this is, he writes from the Yit of Panim and the Maloha Omer, he writes, Bayom HaShvi, which is Shabbos, Ketov Lev HaMelech, the heart of the king was good. Who's the king? Hashem. B'yayin. What does Yayin refer to? He wants Kiddush. It says the Yidden, the Jews, at the Suda of Achashverosh. The Suda that they were celebrating, the Beis HaMikdash, wasn't rebuilt. They actually made Kiddush. And that exactly was the pinnacle, was the Kodim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, saw that even making Kiddush. At the time, the Jews are sinning, right? Mordechai begged them not to go. And even at the time they're sinning, they couldn't get away from mitzvahs. They couldn't get away from doing Kodesh Baruch Hu's chos. And he goes into a whole arichas of exactly why was it wine. He was saying how it's connected back to Eitz Hadas. They were trying to be metakin everything by Adam and Chava. There's a day in the Gemara that says that it was Geffen. But I think he happens to say an amazing thing. He says the Kedusha of Shabbos is the Kedusha of Purim. Watch what he says over here. He says, the whole Inyan of Vashi was killed. The Suda happened on Shabbos, and Vashi was killed on Shabbos. Chasam Sofer explains, actually. Chasam Sofer says that in Toras Moshe, out of all of the miracles that happened, Mikol Anisim Shenizkrub and Gilas Esther, out of all the miracles that happened, Yosem Etilias Haman Al-Eitz, Al-Hashir Hichel Mordechai, even more than the miracle that Haman was killed on the exact tree that Mordechai, that he killed, that he wanted to prepare for Mordechai, even more than the war. You know what the biggest nes was, says the Chasam Sofer? The biggest nes was that Vashti was killed. And the Vashti was killed on Shabbos. So the Vashti wasn't killed, then this whole thing doesn't happen. If Esther's not in place, the whole thing in Mordechai, and the whole thing with the Jewish people doesn't happen. So he says over here, it says the same Kedusha of Shabbos, the same way we look forward to. I know I look forward to Purim the whole year. We have to look forward to Shabbos the whole week. Meaning at the end of the day, but we look for Purim the whole year. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clearly in our lives, every single minute on Purim, right? That's what they say from the Sermon, that a person should drink to be able to make sure that he doesn't have any dust. He's completely tulling on Hashem. Everyone had to go to Rabbi Goldberg's year for that, right? For last week. But the same way we look forward to Purim, we look forward to Shabbos. Shabbos is the time where I drop everything and I segregate my gas completely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thought just that was just a tremendous idea, that the whole schus of Purim was in the schus of Shabbos. That even when the Jews wanted to sin, they went to the Suda, Mordechai begged them not to go, even in that, the schus of that, Kodesh Baruch Hu still saved them. So at the end of the day, I think it's a tremendous, tremendous bracha. First, we had a lot of Purims here. We had, Megillas Esther was on Thursday, so Shabbos was already Purim, right? Then we already have Purim this week, which is already connected to this Shabbos as well. And even if you look in the Baal HaTurim, it says by the Miben Esrim Shana, right, he talks about by Machzor Shekel that it's got to be 20 years and up. So the Baal HaTurim says, Miben Eshem Shana, Sofi Tevos, Haman. He says that even by the Machzor Shekel, right, the Gemara says that we want to try to be Machdim our Shkalim to his Shkalim. So it's still a very Purim Degizman, even though everyone's getting very excited for Pesach as well. We're still in a very, very Purim Degizman. So just a Chazon, then we'll say a quick story. Mice, at the end of the day, a person should try to be mitzapadal throughout the whole week. For Shomer B'nei Yisrael, it's Shabbos. That's what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says. So it's not just guard Shabbos. Okay, you have to make sure that you don't do Borer and you don't do Bishol, but that's not just a Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos Jews. V'aviv Shomer is a Dover. It's a Loshon Mitzapah. I look forward to Shabbos throughout the whole week. And we have to try to be more like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We have to make sure, l'maisa, at the end of the day, everyone on their own levels. Obviously, you know, sometimes when, you know, with Shalom Bayis, it can get very, very complicated. And Kibbut Avim, it can get very, very complicated as well when certain topics are brought up to the conversation. But if we're really, if we're trying to grow as Jews, and if we're coming to the Kola during the week when we could just be chilling at the pool here in Florida, right? So we're looking to grow as Jews. We have to try to be able to uplift our Shabbos as well. And the first thing that starts with what are we talking about our Shabbos? What does that mean? It means how do we prepare for Shabbos? It also means how we look forward to after Shabbos, right? What are we doing? At the end of the day, even when the Jews were in the Purim story and they went to the Suda, says the Shvili Pinchas quoting the Maloha Omer and the Yitzhak Panim, and the S'chus of even them making Kiddush, that is actually what actually was the pinnacle, was the climax, it was the catalyst to Kadosh Baruch Hu saving them as well. Just to be able to close, there's a great story from Meir Pramishlaner. It's one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. What happened was he had a minhag. Before he made Kiddush every Friday night, he would wait a little bit. He would wait a little bit. He would hold the kosher. His whole family would wait. He would stand up and he would wait a little bit. So what happened was there was one Friday night and one Shabbos is that they waited a little extra. Waited like another minute or two, usually from what they were used to waiting for. So what happened was is that they, you know, you always have the story in one of the Hasidic stories. Someone over, the Rebbe made Kiddush, and someone went over after the Kiddush, and he said, Rebbe, with all due respect, why did you wait a little longer today that you usually don't, it was a little longer. So he said, when I stand up to make Kiddush, I go throughout everyone throughout the table, and I look for something good within them. Tonight there was someone we had and it needed a little extra time to be able to find. And once I found it, then I was able to make Kiddush. The whole word of Shabbos, the whole word of Purim, to be able to put the week behind us and just to look for the good within others. To be positive, to be optimistic, to look for the good in each other, to look for good in ourselves. I was once at a family in New Jersey that literally before we start Kiddush, it was like a half hour, it was crazy. The father literally went over to each kid and ask them what are they thankful for that week to Hashem. And literally throughout, the kids sat there, it was like their highlight of the week. It was like their highlight of the week. So Hashem should bless us, then on Shabbos we should be zocha to be more permdik, and throughout the week we should be more Shabbostik, and to always look forward to Shabbos. The more we look forward to Shabbos, the more Shabbos will be special for ourselves. And Bez Hashem we should be zocha for the day of Yom Shekul Shabbos, L'chol L'chai Olamim Yishlaim Bez Hashem.